Next comes Mercury, the winged messenger. Mercury is always represented wearing a hat with wings on it and wearing winged sandals. But now, you know, I can hear a note of mischief in the music. And I think Holst is conflating Mercury with Loki, the Norse fire god, whereas Mercury is the Roman messenger god. Anyway, Loki is definitely characterized as mischievous and unpredictable, but both Loki and Mercury were sort of errand boys in their respective pantheons, so the leaking between the two concepts was excusable. Okay, let's take a brief break from Holst and listen to something a little different. NASA space recordings. I'm not completely sure about what is going on here. Maybe I ought to ask Joseph LeBlanc. But I believe that what happens here is that Voyager is equipped to receive all sorts of wavelengths, including radio frequencies in a large wide band. Now, these could be interpreted as sound signals, so NASA converts the radio frequencies to sound And as Voyager passes close to the various planets in the solar system, the radio frequency broadcasts, or rather the radio frequency signals converted to sound, have been made into sound files, and NASA published a CD with all these sounds on it. Here is a number of them, some just brief excerpts from each one, including some electronic music composed by people to go with the other sounds. And as we go from one sample to the next, I'll tell you the title of each one that we are hearing. Now, this one is Jupiter. Alright, here we have Miranda, which is one of the moons of Jupiter, I believe. This one is Neptune. And here we have the rings of Uranus. And this is Saturn itself. And these are the rings of Saturn. Okay, now here we begin an actual musical composition of electronic music called the Song of the Earth. Here's the planet Uranus itself. And here we have another composition called The Voice of the Earth. Okay, back to Gustav Holst. This is Jupiter, the bringer of jollity. Actually, Jupiter was no such thing, but Holst was rewriting mythology. So what? You can actually detect a sort of a Christmassy jolliness here. Well, that was pretty good. And the next one along is Saturn, the bringer of old age. Now, that's 9 minutes long, and I think you ought to be punished by making you listen to the whole thing, but that's too long for this first hour, so I'm going to play you something a little bit more familiar. Across the Universe by the Beatles, lyrics written by John Lennon, and that has a sort of a spacey kind of sound to it, and it's really a nice song. And then after the break, we will hear Saturn and his time machine.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Undying love which shines around me like a million suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
First hour of our show tonight. This is Archie's Archives and I'm Arch. Thank you for listening and please stay tuned for the rest of the show.